New Year's Day is ringing in a new plastic bag ban in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. As of January 1st, businesses won't be allowed to offer thin film plastic bags at checkout in Berkshire County's largest community, unless the bags are biodegradable. The City Council passed the ordinance in March after a version of the ban existed in limbo as a petition for almost 6 years. WAMC spoke with Pittsfield's Park, Open Space, and Natural Resource Program Manager Jim McGrath about how the restriction will be implemented.
The plastic bag ban is a point-of-sale checkout thin film plastic bag ban. So any business or retail establishment in the city of Pittsfield that uses thin film single-use plastic bags, those will no longer be an option as of the first of the year.
Now, as I understand it, from the debate in the city council, biodegradable bags will be permitted, though.
Yeah, so there's a differentiation between biodegradable and compostable, and the city is allowing the use of compostable bags as part of the options for the retailers.
So how is this enforced?
So enforcement will be through the city's Board of Health, and when Board of Health staff are in doing regular inspections at retail establishments and restaurants, this will be one more part of the checklist of things that they're looking at.
If a business does not comply with the ban, what are the fines that they'll suffer?
So under the Board of Health enforcement structure, the fines will be $50 for the first offense and $100 for each subsequent offense.
As far as pushback, has there been any complaint from the business community about the ban?
So we really started reaching out a number of weeks ago to really advertise the fact that this was on the horizon and that businesses and retail establishments needed to be ready. And we really haven't had any pushback, and admittedly, there's been very few questions. I think that most establishments in the city of Pittsfield are aware, they're ready, and we're encouraged by that.
Were there other community models of this kind of ban that you researched in implementing the ban here in Pittsfield?
So the Green Commission did look at numerous other communities, rules and regulations and ordinances, and we sort of developed a hybrid, which is mostly based off the city of Boston's ordinance, but there are some particulars that the Pittsfield committee felt were important.
There have been efforts on the community level to create reusable bags and promote a culture of reusable bags, you know, across the county. Does the city plan on investing in any sort of program to, you know, underscore those efforts to move away from disposable bags entirely?
There have been some efforts by local community groups to get the word out and, in fact, to help community members even put together their own reusable bags. And one example of that is the Pittsfield Bag Share Project. And they've been pretty successful in making several thousand bags and getting those distributed to residents. The city really applauds those efforts, but at present there's no plan for the city to underwrite any of those types of efforts.
So the ban goes into effect Wednesday. When is the next round of inspections that would actually see possible infractions of this inspected?
Yeah, so inspections at retail and establishments and other businesses are ongoing as part of the schedule of inspections through the Board of Health. So I think businesses can expect that when they have their routine inspection scheduled, that the city staff person would be looking to understand what the businesses are using for the bags at the point of sale.
So let's say a business is still using the wrong kind of bag after the ban's implemented. Would the bags be confiscated or simply a fine applied?
So when a Board of Health member is on a routine inspection at a retail establishment, and if they do find the business is still using the thin film bags, I think it becomes a conversation starter about why they're using these bags. Is there a hardship that has caused them to continue to use those in their stock? But ultimately, it's up to the city to, as part of the options for enforcement, to levy a fine for that infraction.